You've tuned in to KCAA, the station that leaves no listener behind.
We're back. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Here's to Your Health. I'm your host, Josh Lane. And now we have an expert on how to keep the house healthy, which is an important topic many of us are familiar with. Carolyn Bozovsky is America's healthy home expert and works with problems with mold and mildew in the house, things we now take for granted as being these are serious issues, and problems with contaminants in particle board, in the carpeting, in, there are a lot of things that can adversely affect us, and that's what Carolyn does to help us keep healthy. Carolyn, thanks for calling, and I very much appreciate it.
Hi, thank you for having me, Josh.
Yeah, I'm very happy to have you in. Now, the subject is how to keep the home healthy. Now, how did you get involved with this subject?
Well, it's been about 20 years now, so it's been a very long time, but originally I started because I had allergies, and when I tried to uncover what was causing them, I found that the physicians had very little understanding of what caused an allergy or how it, where it came from.
Right.
So
no, that's
I began
true.
Investigating, different things that I was interested in and started to really understand, this is 20 years ago, that molds and allergens and proteins and things in the home could really affect you. So I started going back and researching, and that's how I kind of stumbled upon a career in this field.
Right. So you received, an undergraduate degree in architecture? Where did you get your undergraduate degree?
My undergraduate degree was actually in political science and philosophy. And then when I went back, I started getting a degree in mold and indoor air quality. I started pursuing different certifications. And then I went back for an architecture degree from Boston Architectural College in sustainable design.
Right. So you have a great background, good educational background. And now, 20 years later, obviously, when you talk about mold in a house, people don't laugh at you or are dismissive the way they were 20 or 30 years ago. And people said, oh, that's not really much of an issue. Now people recognize, no, this is an issue.
Right. So years ago, when I was telling people, look, you need to test your home for mold, people would say, why? What do you mean? And it was a really hard road because people just didn't understand. And now we're actually learning that mold not only are the molds bad for contributing to allergies, but now these mycotoxins, which are attached to the molds, are contributing to really things like cancer and autoimmune disease. And so molds do three things, right? And I like to kind of explain it. They have a protein, which can contribute to allergies in a percentage of the population. They also carry this mycotoxin, which is a neurotoxin that can do so much damage to our immune systems. And then thirdly, they also produce a VOC, which is called an MVOC. So it's sort of similar to smoking cigarettes. They put this gas out into the air. So that's why when mold is in your home, it's just so bad, because it has the capacity to do all these, funky things.
Right, right. Well, that sounds pretty serious. We're chatting with Caroline Blavatsky, I pronounced that correctly, America's home health expert, talking about problems, indoor air quality, mold, mildew. Carolyn, so what should people do if they discover they think there's mold in the bathroom, or they think there's mold in one of the closets, or there's mold in the kitchen? I mean, what is the first step?
Well, what I recommend is, and houses are filled. I mean, when I got into this business, I started with mold, but I cover so many different issues, and I work with physicians across the country to get people to look at their homes, because there's a lot of things in a home that can go wrong. But mold is one of my pet peeves. So I usually tell people every 3 to 5 years, you should be doing a mold test. Whether you're purchasing a home, it should always be done before you purchase. But then after that, every 3 to 5 years, you can do an air mold test. You can do it yourself. There's a website called examinair.net where you could actually do your own mold testing, or you could actually hire an inspector. But either way, every 3 to 5 years, you need to be doing some evaluation.
Right, right. I completely agree. Okay, so mold's an issue. Now, how could we contact you, by the way, to find out more about this?
So we're real easy to find. It's healthyhomeexpert.com. And if you go there, we have a website and we have a media page where we have shows displayed just like this one where you can, listen to just all kinds of information. And really what I encourage people to do as a public educator is to start getting knowledge, understand what's in your home and the potential for things to go wrong and what you should be checking. It's sort of like going to a doctor, right? So each year I recommend you do one test. you do something to examine how healthy your home is. Maybe you do volatile organics. Maybe one year you do your mold. Maybe one year you do water. Maybe one year you do radon. And you just kind of stay on top of these things to make sure your environment's good. We know in public health, and I'm at the University of Southern California right now getting a public health degree, that a percentage and a large percentage of how you feel as an individual is determined by your environment. So, and we're learning more and more about cancer and how the environment plays into it. So it's really important to start testing these things, just as important as going to the doctor to make sure that you are healthy.
Right. So Carolyn, here's a question about the carpeting on the floor versus tile or wood. Mm-hmm. So is it next to impossible to keep carpet clean properly? And from a health allergy perspective, is it safer for the individual to have tile or wood on the floor?
Okay, so it's a trick question, right? So
it's it's not a trick question. No, just a
well, it is and it's not, right? Okay. It all depends on people's age, safety. So yes, carpeting is problematic because it collects dander and skin cells and all these things that we have a difficult time vacuuming. Am I opposed to people having some carpet in their home? No. Do I recommend you vacuum with a HEPA vacuum? The number of people you have in the home, so let's say you have five people living in the home, you've got to be vacuuming five times a week.
Mm-hmm.
With older people, when tripping and things like that become a hazard, I'm more apt to lean towards putting in, because I'm looking at health and safety, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
When someone's elderly and tile becomes a health risk, you know, if they fall and break a hip on tile, it's not good. So we need to really assess where you are in your lifespan and then what's going to be the healthiest. So am I opposed to carpeting completely? No, but you definitely have to be vacuumed with HEPA filtration, can't be wearing shoes in the house, and ideally, you know, hard surfaces are better to clean, like tile and wood.
Right, right. And the move away from carpeting, because I think I've read that the backing underneath carpeting is very high in cadmium, which outgasses for a long time, and that's also problematic.
Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, there's glues, there's resins. I mean, they removed a lot of the formaldehyde, which was a concern. You know, a lot of people always say, is there formaldehyde in carpeting?
Right.
You know, anytime you're working with dyes, nylon, any of these products, you know, they're going to have all sorts of chemical compounds,
mm-hmm.
And especially when they're newer. But
right.
Like I said, it just varies on each individual. And that's what I've learned in this business over 20 years, is that you have to look at the person and then what is going to be the best for that individual. Some people have cat allergies, some people don't. Some people have peanut allergies, some people don't. Some people have volatile organic sensitivities, some people don't. So it's really finding out what your threshold is, where it is, and then accordingly adjusting your home. I don't expect people to live in a bubble and not be happy and doing things that they like, but I do expect them to stay within a reasonable level of chemicals so they're not, you know, inundating themselves every day and then suppressing immune systems and things like that.
And so, Carolyn, my question is, have you ever worked with clients and suggested that they either take out the carpet or they have the mold taken care of, and they're so much healthier within several weeks afterwards that they call you up and say, Carolyn, we just cannot believe it. We thought this was of no merit, and we see that it makes an enormous difference.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
And bigger things. I mean, I'm talking things like cancer. And, you know, I mean, I am not a physician. I'll be the first one to say that. But I work with physicians, and I work with clients who are very sick. And, you know, I'll give you an example because I think it's such a wonderful experience. So I had a client who had toxic mold in their house. And I said, look, if you don't address this person was over the age of 65, so their immune system's already impaired just because they're aging. I said, you've got to address this or you're going to come down with an issue. So a couple weeks later, he calls and says, look, I was diagnosed with lung cancer. I said, well, this is really bad. We need to remove this toxic mold, and we need to get this out of here. So I recommended a remediation protocol that he used. Now, he was in the middle of his therapy, and then he called and said, look, my cancer went into remission. He's like, this is great news. I'm so excited. I just want to let you know, kid, that, you know, it helped. So, you know, was it the therapy? Was it the fact that we cleaned up the mold? I have my opinion about that, and so does he.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, these things are suppressive to your immune system, and they have to be addressed. If you're going to be looking at health issues and serious health issues, you can't ignore your environment. You just can't.
No, Carolyn, I completely agree, and I think it makes perfect sense. And I think more and more people realize, oh, my goodness, this does make perfect sense. So if people have problems with mold, how is that addressed?
Well, sometimes it's remediation. Sometimes it's finding, like, monitoring it. If you don't have toxic mold, or we want to, you know, every house, if I go digging around in it, I can find mold. That doesn't concern me. It's when the levels start to get really concentrated and we get different species. What's interesting about molds are they're very territorial, so they actually fight against each other. And so if you get a bunch of different species that are in a location, they're not very different from us, right? They start to protect their food sources. They start to protect their territory. and they'll produce mycotoxins because they're defending against other molds. Also, if you clean up a section of mold, their colonies and basically how they can correspond with each other. So if you clean up a percentage of mold but you don't clean it all up, they will signal to the other molds and the molds will start producing mycotoxins. So, you know, it's really important when you're going to address it that you address it properly. You get a professional remediation team to come in and look at it. And you do it all at once. You don't want to do it piecemeal. You don't want to do it by yourself. You don't want to spray bleach on something. And it just antagonizes the situation. So wow. You do want to take it seriously. But that's what the testing is about. You want to know what you have, what you're dealing with, and then come up with a plan to assess it.
Well, I tell you, this is actually all very interesting. And as we're starting to wrap up the interview, give us your contact information once again. And then please give us a final thought.
So basically, it's easy to reach us. You just reach us at healthyhomeexpert.com. And really, you know, we've been doing this for a very long time, and our job is to look at the overall house, look at different areas. It's not just molds you have to be worried about. You can have high levels of volatile organics, chemicals, if you're storing things in the house. Proteins are a big thing with children with peanut allergens now, so we test for that. Cats, dogs, you name it. All these things are inflammation-producing in the body, so it all contributes to how you feel. And if you start to really analyze your environment, you can be a lot healthier by trying to reduce these things. It doesn't mean you live in a bubble, but it means that you really keep an eye on your environment and how it interacts with your body to keep healthy.
Right, right. That really makes perfect sense. So the subject has been having a healthy home, and Carolyn Blazovsky has been our guest, a very interesting topic. Carolyn, once again, just give us your contact information once again.
Sure. So it's healthyhomeexpert.com. And if people go there, they can get all the information, listen to media clips, and get all the, different information so they can kind of assess where they want to go with their home, and they can always call us. We have a toll-free number, so at the Healthy Home Expert site, they can reach us, and we can give them, we have free consultations. People can call up and talk about their home and ways that we can help them.
Well, Carolyn, that's great. This is Josh Lane. You're listening to Here's to Your Health, a very important topic about home health. And this is Here's to Your Health with Josh Lane. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back after these important messages.